Psalm 129, A Song of Degrees. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up, wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. No people throughout history have been more afflicted than the people of God. Those who truly believe in and walk with the Lord, those who seek to do what's right in His eyes, those who are blessed of Him, whether it be Israel of times past or the disciples of Jesus Christ. Many a times have God's people been afflicted by the haters of God. Many a times, even from youth. This is why Paul charged Timothy to not be ashamed of our Lord and His gospel, but to be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. Paul knew that much afflictions and persecutions awaited him, and yet he marched forward into the will and calling of God. He told the churches that the true believers in Christ have been given the gift of both believing on Jesus and to suffer for His name's sake. Many a believer has endured mockings, spittings, beatings, arrest, imprisonment, torture, and even physical death for the great name of Jesus Christ our Lord. But despite all of this, every believer that has suffered afflictions can say, many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The enemy cannot prevail against us no matter what, if we just abide in Christ. Jesus told the church in Smyrna that Satan would cast some of them into prison and even kill some of them. But he said, Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Even if they afflict us to the point of death, they cannot touch our soul. Hallelujah. And the reason why they cannot prevail against us is because of the one who was afflicted and suffered for us. The one who was betrayed, mocked, and beaten for us. The one whose back was plowed on by the cat of nine tails. The one whose hands and feet were pierced by those who hated Zion above and minded earthly things. The one who was wounded for our transgressions, who was bruised for our iniquities, who was chastised for our peace, and by whose stripes we are healed. The righteous Lord Himself, our Lord Jesus Christ. And even though His own nation and the world empire and Satan, the god of this world, and all His evil kingdom were against Him, and even though they hung Him on a cross and slew Him, yet they did not prevail against Him. He went down into the lower parts of the earth and seized the keys of hell and death. And 3 days later, He led the captives free when He burst out of that tomb by the Spirit of holiness, never to go back, and lifted up His hand to heaven and said, I live forever. The Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. And because He was afflicted, He has broken the power of the afflictions that come against us. Because he suffered, we will never suffer alone. And through death itself, he broke the power of death and destroyed the devil himself that had the power of death. Which is why he could say to his church in Smyrna, "These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." So no matter who reigns on this earth, even if they despise the Lord and despise his blessings, no matter what they do to this body of ours, by the grace of God and because of our righteous Lord Jesus, they cannot prevail against us. Because we have the blessing of the Lord himself upon us. He already has blessed us in the name of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of him and his name, his gospel and his blood, his spirit and his word, he has commanded the blessing upon us from Mount Zion itself, the blessing of life evermore. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. Psalm 129.